Woo-woo. Our ministry schedule began at Love Papua Center, a leadership training facility run by our local contact, Pastor Tandy. Though Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim country, there is a Christian remnant in West Papua that God wants to empower for the redemption of the nation. The Love Papua Center aims to do just that. At the Love Papua Center, we taught on sonship, identity, forgiveness, faith, spiritual gifts, and prayer. Each event was powerfully anointed as they built upon each other, and all 60 leaders stood up to receive the Father's love at the first seminar. During a physical healing altar call, 42 people responded, and all but one was healed, as you just saw in the video. God was also moving as local pastors were receiving deep inner healing in their hearts. His sons were encouraged to take their place as mighty warriors, exercise their spiritual authority in Christ, and to reap good fruit in their mission field. They also opened up doors for us to sow into the youth. Our team ministered to 116 students at Erickson Tritt Theological College, where we taught about the Holy Spirit. At a public high school, we spoke about loving God and ministered to over 300 students. We were able to follow up these meetings with a youth revival service. God's glory, one more time, God's glory was revealed in all three events. Amen? Many experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, evidenced by falling under his glory, the speaking of tongues, and the casting out of demons. Our team also ministered to 116 students at Erickson Tritt Theological College. And I just read that. Why am I saying that again? My bad. Isaiah 61 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." We can testify this truth over the people of West Papua. God's glory is upon West Papua, and it's been an honor to have been sent out on this missions trip. Thank you to all those that supported us. Now I will share my personal testimony, and if that video wasn't evidence enough for you to know that I actually went there, I brought a little souvenir. So here you go. This is proof. And catch. No, I'm just playing. I'll just leave it down here. It's distracting. I'm not going to wear it. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't have that much time. So over the 5.5 days, our team was actually in West Papua. We led a total of 20 ministry events. And of these 20 ministry events, I preached 11 of them. I don't know how our team did it, but can I just say that the grace of God is real? Amen? God moved powerfully at every gathering, and one particular breakthrough we saw was in the responsiveness of the West Papuans. The 2013 team said that during altar ministry times, many people were hungry, but they weren't that expressive. However, after hearing how our Wave 1 missions team to Cambodia experienced breakthrough specifically in this area, I encouraged the team to pray and claim Cambodia's testimony as our own. Witnessing West Papuan men and women being slain under the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, shedding tears, and encountering the love of God in an experiential way was not just an answer to our prayer, but also a sign that God's glory in West Papua would only increase, as prophesied in Haggai 2, verse 9. A personal highlight for me on this trip was our time at Love Papua Center's leadership retreat. So after a 20-hour commute, with the last leg being a red-eye flight, we arrived in Manokwari at 8 a.m. in the morning on a Tuesday. And once we arrived, we ate, we unpacked, we washed up, and we led three ministry sessions back-to-back for a retreat we would be ministering at for the next 3 days. The retreat gathered about 50 to 60 people from all across the island. Many of the attendees would walk a whole day out of the jungle only to take a helicopter to arrive at the center. These people are crazy hungry for God. Among the attendees were even chiefs of numerous tribes. We were honored that God had gathered such precious and passionate sons for us to minister to that week. One of the people we met at the center was a 25-year-old man named Nico. Nico was not planning on coming to the retreat and came reluctantly after a friend brought him out. But after the first day, Nico was so hungry for more that for the next 2 days, he'd leave his house at 3 a.m. to make it to the retreat for every session and then stay the whole day till around midnight. Obviously, Nico was special. Nico was raised by his grandparents because his parents had disowned him because they wanted a daughter instead of a son. But as we preached about the spirit of sonship, forgiveness, and spiritual warfare, Nico was fully engaged from beginning to end. He was like this for the entirety of the retreat. entirety of the retreat, as in 10 1.5-hour-long to 2-hour-long sessions, which included early morning prayer, 2 morning sessions, 2 afternoon sessions, and an evening session every day for 3 days. Can somebody say the grace of God is real? Hallelujah. One night, Nico actually recorded a whole two-hour session on his phone. At the end of the retreat, Nico shared how he knew that although he was abandoned by his natural parents, he was ultimately a child of the Heavenly Father. Father, I'm not choking up, I'm just dry in my throat. Nico was able to forgive his parents and renounce the false identities of shame and rejection while breaking generational curses off of himself and his family. He shared how he always wanted to live a life of freedom, but didn't have the tools to do so until now. Although Nico was one of the youngest attendees, he represented so many of the breakthroughs experienced by many others from this retreat. At the end of the 3 days, we closed up the retreat by having communion together as one body in Christ. And Pastor Tandy, he shared how on past retreats, many attendees would not participate in communion because of the shame and guilt they felt from past sins. But with great joy, I'm able to say that this time, everyone participated in communion, including Nico. As we all partake in the elements together, I remember stepping back to observe, and I just sensed how pleased God must have been to see his children experience intimacy with him with such freedom. Over the course of the retreat, shame and lies were broken off the people, and new identities in Christ were established. Hearts were open, mindsets were renewed, and lives were empowered. Sons and daughters of God were awakened to who they are and reestablished in the affirmation of the Father. Mighty warriors of God were clothed with the armor of God, leaving the retreat as sent ones in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, wielding spiritual weapons ready to destroy enemy strongholds. Indeed, God's grace is inexhaustible for those who are willing to be used for his glory. Even personally, in the middle of the trip, after pouring out so much, I was tempted to feel as though I just ran out. I felt like I ran out of energy to physically keep going. I felt like I ran out of sermons to preach. And I could imagine Pastor Tandy fighting off such thoughts as well when he was leading this ministry and trying to raise up Christian leaders in these unreached areas. But in the midst of this, the Lord reminded me of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, which says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Whether on a week-long mission trip or sowing into a missions field in the largest Muslim nation in the world, God's grace is inexhaustible. God's grace gives you strength when you feel like you're at the end of the road. God's grace gives you the words when you feel like you run out of sermons to preach. God's grace empowers you to empower others. Our team got to experience this grace as we minister with supernatural unity, strength, and anointing. And moreover, our team got to see this grace through the transformation and freedom of the West Papuan people. God's grace is real and sufficient for you. On behalf of the 2015 West Papuan team, I would like to thank all of you for your generous prayers and financial support. Thank you.